Hinduism, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Continued from Part 3. Section 6. Alternative Cultures of Worship. Subsection 6.1. The Bhakti Schools. Main article, Bhakti. The Bhakti Devotional School takes its name from the Hindu term that signifies a blissful, selfless and overwhelming devotion of God as the beloved father, mother, child or whatever relationship finds appeal in the devotee's heart. The philosophy of bhakti seeks to relate to the personal form of God. Seen as a form of yoga or union, it seeks to interlink the self with God, since consciousness of the body and limited mind as self are seen to be a limiting factor in spiritual realization. Essentially, it is God who effects all change, who is the source of all works, who acts through the devotee as love and light. Sins and evil doings of the devotee are said to fall away of their own accord. The devotee shriven, limitedness even transcend through the devotion of God. The bhakti movements rejuvenated Hinduism through their intense expression of devotion and their responsiveness to the emotional and philosophical needs of India. Altogether, bhakti resulted in a mass of devotional literature, music and art that has enriched the world and given India renewed spiritual impetus, one eschewing elaborate rituals. Section 6.2, Tantra. Main article, Tantra. Tantra is one of the least understood areas of Hinduism, often perceived as free sex associated with religion. A tantra literally means an act. A mantra is a hymn or sacred words associated with a deity. A mantra is associated with a yantra, which is a mystical diagram. All acts of worship, which includes mantras, yantras, are called tantras. Tantras can be divided into two paths. The right-hand path, also known as samayachar, or dakshinachar, and the left-hand path, vamachar, extolled as a shortcut to self-realization and spiritual enlightenment by some. Left-hand tantric rites are often rejected as dangerous by most orthodox Hindus. For the benefit of men of the Kali age, men bereft of energy and dependent on the existence of food they eat, the Kaula doctrine, O auspicious one, is given, said Shiva on the Kaula school of tantrism. The word tantra also means stratosy or continuum, and is applied to a variety of mystical, occult, medical and scientific works as well as those regarded as tantric. Most tantras were written in the Middle Ages and sprang from the Hindu cosmology and yoga. Section 7. Important themes and symbols in Hinduism. Subsection 7.1. Tilaka, symbol on forehead or between eyebrows. Main article, Tilaka. The word Tilaka or Tilak is a tattoo worn on the forehead and other parts of the body for spiritual reasons. It is believed to symbolize the need to cultivate supramental consciousness, which is achieved by opening the mystic's third eye. Although traditionally adorned in one form or the other by Brahmins to denote the priestly class in Hindu society, and married women to denote marriage and auspiciousness, in the modern context, it is most commonly seen as a decorative dot or bindi worn by women on the forehead. Hindus stress meditation to acquire knowledge beyond mind and body, a trait that is often associated with the ascetic deity Shiva. Men too will bear on their foreheads the equivalent tika, tilak mark, usually on religious occasions, its shape often representing particular devotion to a certain main deity. A U-shape stands for Vishnu, a group of three horizontal lines for Shiva. It is not uncommon for some to meld both in an amalgam marker signifying Harihara, Vishnu Shiva indissoluble. Subsection 7.2. Ahimsa, non-violence, vegetarian diet and the cow. Main articles: Ahimsa, sacred cow, and vegetarianism. Ahimsa is a concept that advocates non-violence and a respect for all forms of life, human as well as animal. The term Ahimsa first appears in the Upanishads and is the first of the five yamas or eternal vows restraints in the Raja Yoga. A large section of Hindus embrace vegetarianism in a bid to respect higher forms of life. While vegetarianism is not a dogma or requirement, it is recommended as sattvic, purifying lifestyle. About 30% of today's Hindu population, especially in orthodox communities in South India, states like Gujarat, which has significant Jain influence, and in many Brahmin and Marwari enclaves around the subcontinent, are lacto-vegetarian. Some avoid even onion and garlic, as they are regarded as rajasic or tamasic. Those Hindus who do eat meat, usually chicken, goat and fish, predominantly abstain from beef. Some even avoid the use of cow's leather products. This is possible because the largely pastoral Vedic people and subsequent generations relied so heavily on the cow for milk and dairy products, tilling of fields and fuel for fertilizer, that its status as a caretaker led to identifying it as an almost maternal figure, hence the term Gau Mata or cow mother. While most Hindus do not actually worship the cow, though many venerate her, it still holds an honored place in Hindu society as the best representative of the benevolence of all animals on man. It is believed that Krishna is both Govinda, herder of cows, and Gopala, protector of cows, and Shiva's attendant is Nandi the bull. With the stress on vegetarianism, usually followed even by meat-eating Hindus on religious days, and the sacred nature of the cow, most of the Hindu holy cities have a ban on selling beef. And a legal ban exists on cow slaughter in almost all states of India. Section 7.3. Hindu symbolism. Among the most revered symbols in Hinduism, Sri are quintessentially a part of its culture and representative of its general ethos. Om is the sacred symbol of Hinduism and is prefixed and sometimes suffixed to all Hindu mantras and prayers. It contains a deep symbolic message of the divine primordial vibration of the universe, representing all existence, encompassing all of nature into the one ultimate reality. This symbol is commonly found in necklaces worn by Hindus. Swastika is an Arya or noble and auspicious symbol. It stands for Satya, truth, and stability within the power of Brahma, or alternatively of Surya, the sun. Its rotation in four directions has been used to represent many ideas, but primarily describes the four directions, the four Vedas, and their harmonious whole. It has been used predominantly in Hinduism since the early Vedic culture and is still widespread in the Indian subcontinent. Many other cultures continue to hold it as auspicious in spite of the recent association with Narcissism, which used a modified version of the symbol. The mandala or the hexagram, somewhat resembling the Star of David, is an archetypal symbol of the sacred union of opposite energies, formed by the intertwining of the fire and water triangles, the male blade and the female chalice. This symbol represents the masculine and feminine principles in perfect union. In India, the symbol represents the cosmic dance of Shiva and Shakti. The star symbol has been found on temples in India from almost 10,000 years ago. In addition to the balance between man and woman, the star symbolizes the Nar Narayan, or perfect meditative balancing state achieved between man and God, and if maintained results in moksha or nirvana, release from the bounds of earthly world and its material trappings. Subsection 7.4 Murtis, Icons. Main article, Murti. Whether believing in the one source as formless, Nirguna Brahman, without attributes, or as a personal god, Saguna Brahman, with attributes, Hindus understand that the one truth may be seen as different to different people. The philosophy of Bhakti seeks to contact with the personal source of Brahman, which explains the proliferation of so many gods and goddesses, Sikh, in India, often reflecting the singular inclinations of small regions or groups of people. Worship of God is often represented symbolically through the aid of icons, murti, which conduits for devotees' consciousness, markers for the human spirit that signify the ineffable and illimitable nature of the power and grandeur of God. They are symbols of greater principle according to the understanding of the worshipper. The concept or entity is sometimes presumed to be present in them in monotheistic doctrines and sometimes not in monistic doctrines. In a Hindu temple, the divine spirit or energy is commonly invoked into the murtis at the time of their consecration. Veneration of such murtis is done every day in a temple. Most practicing Hindus also maintain a puja room like a temple in their homes for worship and meditation. The icons could be two-dimensional paintings or three-dimensional statues. It bears mention that Shiva is almost always worshipped as a pillar-like stone called lingam. Some interpret the term lingam as a phallus due to its shape and certain Puranic stories. But actually, this Sanskrit word means any sign, symbol, mark or badge in general. Others interpret it as a mystic column, stambh, trying to represent the infiniteness of Shiva. Some of the deities worshipped are Vishnu, as Krishna or Rama, Swaminarayan, Shiva, Devi, the mother, as many female deities as Lakshmi, Saraswati, Kali and Durga, Ganesha, Agni, Skand and Hanuman. Also, the Puranas list 25 avatars of Vishnu: Chaturasana, Narad, Varaha, Matsya, Yajna, Naranarayana, Kapila, Dattatreya, Hayashirsha, Hansa, Krishnigarbha, Rishabh, Prithu, Narsimha, Kurma, Dhanvantri, Mohini, Vaman, Parshuram, Raghavendra, Vyasa, Balaram, Krishna and Kalki. Subsection 7.5 Sanskrit. Main article, Sanskrit. Sanskrit is mostly used as a ceremonial language in Hindu religious rituals in the form of hymns and mantras. Its pre-classical form of Vedic Sanskrit, the liturgical language of the Vedic religion, is one of the earliest attested members of the Indo-European language family, its most archaic text being the Rig Veda. Subsection 7.6 Mantra. Main article, Mantra. Reciting mantras or incantations is a general practice in Hindu rituals. Many mantras are from the Vedas. Much of mantra yoga, as it is called, is done through japa, repetition, usually through a rosary. Mantras are chanted through their meaning, sound, and chanting style to help the meditational focus for the sadhaka or practitioner. They can also be used to aid in expression of love for the deity, another facet of bhakti yoga akin to understanding of the murti. They often give courage in exigent times and serve to help people to help invoke one's inner spiritual strength. Indeed, Mahatma Gandhi's dying words were a two-word mantra to Lord Rama. Hey Ram. The most revered mantra in Hinduism is the famed Gayatri mantra of the Rig Veda 3:62:10. See Sanskrit for pronunciation. Devanagari, Sanskrit. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Transliteration IST Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Pronunciation IPA Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Translation Om, may we attain that excellent glory of Savitar the Lord so that he may simulate our prayers. It is considered one of the most sacred of all Hindu mantras, invoking the universal Brahman as the principal knowledge and the illumination of primordial sun. Many Hindus to this day, in a tradition that has continued unbroken for at least 3000 years, perform morning ablutions at the bank of a sacred, especially the Ganga or Ganges river, while chanting this mantra. Section 8. Criticism. Hinduism is criticized based on current or past regressive social customs such as dowry, sati, and casteism. Hinduism has also been viewed as polytheistic and promoting idol worship. It is to be noted that the term Hinduism itself is an amorphous concept. Only an Advaitin or a follower of Advaita philosophy, such as Smarthas, believe in that multiple forms of God are equivalent. For example, a Vaishnavite considers Vishnu to be the supreme God and the Shaivites consider Shiva respectively as the supreme God. The Hindu counter-argument is that Hinduism, specifically Smartha or Advaitin Hinduism, is not polytheistic, though it may present an appearance of being so to external observers not familiar with its philosophy. Monism or monistic theism is generally more apt definition of Hindu worldview, with the exception of Dvaita or dualism. The existence of numerous human forms or idols of God is an implied principle in Hindu thought. Each Hindu form or idol is associated with an important fable, and these representations help people remember and contemplate over them more easily. Rather, criticized idol worship is actually veneration of an icon, where an icon is used to focus on God rather than being the object of worship itself. Hinduism, specifically Smartha or Advaita Hinduism, has been viewed as a tolerant religion because it does not subscribe to similar ideas of false god or idolatry, because this branch of Hinduism is not fixed on one concept of God. However, the other branches of Hinduism, although they are fixed on one concept of God, for instance, Vaishnavism, for example, they adhere to the Vedic principle. Truth is one, the wise call it by different names. Many outsiders view the Hindu gods and goddesses and mythology as only sexuality and violence, which consequently makes the Hindu deities appear immoral. Hindus strongly condemn such interpretations, most of which, according to them, is not only a shallow analysis of the Hindu religion, but also willful and gross misinterpretation of Hindu iconography and mythology. References 1. Mascaro, Juan, translated 2003, The Bhagavad Gita, Penguin Classics, 160-page revised edition, originally published in 1962, with preface by author and introduction by Dr. Simon Brodick. 2. Chaudhary, Niradsi, 1979, Hinduism, A Religion to Live By, Chatto and Windus, London. 3. Ishwaran, Eknath, translated 1988, The Upanishads, Penguin Arcana. 4th, Rigveda, Britannica Concise Encyclopedia. 5th, Hinduism on Microsoft Encarta Online. 6th, Bhagavad Gita. See also Hinduism, Contemporary Hindu Movements, Hinduism by Country, Hindu Calendar, Hindu Deities, Hindu Idealism, Hindu Temples, List of Famous Hindu Temples, List of Hindu Denominations, List of Hindus, List of Hinduism-related articles, Sanskrit, Vedic Science, Puja, Hinduism and Other Religions, Criticism of Hinduism, Evolution of Hinduism. Related Systems and Religions, Eastern Philosophy, Buddhism, Jainism, Ayyavali, Sikhism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism. External links not mentioned. Topics in Hinduism not mentioned in the audio. Hinduism, Hindu festivals, Hindu calendar not mentioned in the audio. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. The audio version of the article is over.